Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
We're heading out on our vacations for Labor Day over the course of the next couple of days. Kristen, again, following her exotic dreams. Where are you heading?
Oh, baby. 30A. In between PCB and Rosemary Beach.
It actually sounds really, really nice.
It is going to be nice. Yeah. Just the three of us.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the Scottish Highlands. Scottish Highlands.
Scotland.
Oh my God, don't do an Irish accent.
I won't. I'm not going to talk at all while I'm there. I have to represent America. I'm not talking at all. It's been on my bucket list for a really long time. I think, for over two decades, I think I've wanted to go. And I am just so sick of the Georgia heat and the humidity. I'm like, can we go somewhere that's like in the 50s and 60s? That's beautiful. So the Scottish Highlands, man, that's where we're heading.
And I think I asked you if you had any excursions, and you're going to see Highland cows in the Highlands.
Yes, I am.
Oh my God, that sounds so exciting.
Amanda is very excited about that. And, and they also have legit reindeer there.
That's so cool.
You cruise an ATV to go out to see the reindeer. So we're going to go see reindeer.
So does Santa live in Scotland now? Is he like, is that his summer home?
Dude, Santa drives an ATV.
Yeah, he's got to stick and move, man, because he's spotted everywhere, you know? Abby's got an exciting one coming up.
I'm so excited. I feel like every time we have a big break, everyone goes somewhere cool. And for me, I'm always like, yeah, I'm going to Tampa again.
We're just in Ireland, man. What are you talking about?
A year ago. Okay. Yeah, so I take like one cool vacation once a year. And so for me, this is like the one time when we all go around and say what we're doing on vacation. I feel like I have the coolest one because I'm going to Greece with 24 other girls. That's and great. It is just going to be absolutely insane.
And this is the trip that you organize.
This is the trip that I've started organizing every year. Last year we went to Ireland and it was literally just like a whim. I was like, does anyone want to go to Europe? And then I think 11 people signed up to go. And we just had like an absolute blast. And I was like, that was fun. We should do that again next year. And I was looking at the itineraries that the group that organizes it does. And I was like, well, Greece looks pretty sick. And then I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to want to pay to go to Greece with me. And then literally within 3 months, the trip was like sold out and then some.
It's fantastic.
So yeah, it is a jam-packed group.
These are mostly Burt Show listeners?
Mostly Burt Show listeners, okay. Yeah. And then I guess some people that just follow me on the Instagram.
Okay, I've got two things planned for my trip. What are you guys doing?
We are going, we're taking like a Jeep safari one day to a beach. So we'll be driving Jeeps around and then we'll go like hang out at like a lagoon beach thing. We're going to a beach club one day, which there's a little bit of drama attached to that. And I think we're talking about it later.
Okay.
And then we're doing like a big boat day one day too, which I think that's the day everyone is most excited for, to just get on a boat,
yeah.
Go lounge out in the water in Greece and drink white wine.
Which islands are you going to, or are you staying at just one?
We're just staying on one. It's okay. The largest island in Greece. So it's called Crete, but we're going to three different cities. So we're starting in what is allegedly the oldest city in Europe. It's apparently the birthplace of Europe. I don't know if that's true. I feel like on the Wikipedia page, there's just some local being like, we're going to make us sound better than we really are. But there's like old palaces and stuff, and we're going to tour that. And then a couple days later, we're going to another city, which I'm not even going to try and butcher the name. My friend is from Crete, and every time I try and do it in her accent, she's like, don't do that. And we'll do like the Jeep safari there. And then a couple days later, we'll go to another city and we'll do the boat day there. And yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I went to Greece for my honeymoon way back in the day. And we started in Athens. And then here's a funny story about Greece for me. So we're in Athens and we get there really late at night, but we were going to two other islands also, Naxos and Paros, right? So we're in Athens for the day. And we were going to walk up all the stairs to the Acropolis, which are, it's got to be thousands. Have you guys ever seen the pictures of it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to be thousands. So I looked at Stacey and I'm like, hey, it's late in the day already. So let's just go ahead and climb these Acropolis stairs on the way back because we have another day in Athens. So we spend the night in Athens. Then we go to Naxos and then Paros. But while we're on one of those islands, I've got her on a scooter, on the back of my scooter, right? And if you've rented a scooter in most islands, if you ever check the tires on them, they are relatively bald. I mean, pretty bald. The requirements for safety in other countries are not like they are here. It's not even like, you know, when you rent a scooter here, there are about 24 different pages of disclaimers that you have to sign. If you die, it's not on us.
Oh, dude, liability waiver after waiver after waiver after waiver.
In other countries, they're like, here are the keys. Do whatever you want, right? So I'm cruising Stacy around, and it's a very romantic day. I believe it was Santorini. And it was Santorini. And we're going around all these curves and stuff, and the scooter hit a patch of sand in the road, and we both went right down, sliding across a turn. It was a hairpin turn. We were lucky not to die. She gets up. The locals there you're going to find are just the best, the absolute best. So they saw what happened. They take us in their car to like whatever is considered their urgent care. She gets there and they do an X-ray on her. And to make a long story short, they find out that she's got 4 fractured toes now.
No.
On our second or third day. And this is what makes the story even worse. Like, she was limping around on it beforehand. And I'm like, come on, man, it's fine. It's barely even bleeding. You're good. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And she's like, it really hurts. I'm like, come on. Can it be that bad? And then we get to urgent care and they show her the X-rays and the 4 fractured toes. And she looked at me like, the marriage is over.
Yeah.
It just started and now the marriage is over. So we fly back. I mean, she was a total gamer. One thing about Stacy, man, she's like a mini Navy SEAL, man. Once she gets in her head, forget about pain. So we went on our vacation. She was hobbling around the entire time. We get to Athens, but now we've got these thousands of stairs to try to climb to go see the Acropolis. She looked at me and she said, you promised me we would go see the Acropolis? I carried her up. No lie. I carried her up every single one of those stairs. It was a brutally hot day. We would take like 12 or 15 steps. I'd put her down with her crutches. I'd carry her back up. Another 20, another 20, another 20. By the time I got to the top, no lie. No lie at all. People were applauding me.
That might be the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
It didn't feel romantic. It felt like survival.
Yeah.
It felt like the least you could do after getting in an accident and causing your new wife to fracture 4 toes.
And denying her that, oh, come on, it really wasn't that bad. Yeah, I deserved it.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm labeling this e-buzz, everything is a lie, because a source is coming out and spilling the tea that one Hollywood couple that just sparked a new romance might have been faking it the entire time. And I'm really bummed about this, because when I saw a photo of them together, I was kind of rooting for them. I was like, later in love, like, it doesn't matter like how old you are, you can find your person. And apparently Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson were lying to us the whole time about their alleged romance just so they could promote their new movie, The Naked Gun.
Are we really surprised by this? I think we were kind of speculating about it while it was going on.
Listen, I want to live in a world where I can be as delusional as I want about love. And I saw them and I was like, they're so cute. And he lost his wife and she's been through the ringer, you know, with other men. And just seeing them together, I was like, oh my God, they make so much sense.
He lost his wife. She lost makeup. It's beautiful.
Abby, I wanted this so bad. I wanted them to find their happily ever after. And they, you know, they are professional actors, and there were times when I'm like, is it like this might be real? But then I was like, they are promoting a movie. There is something is amiss. And it reminded me, I equated it to like the Sydney Sweeney, Glenn Powell, when they were like all sparking those rumors and they were on like the press junket or whatever. But I too, like you, in my heart, I wanted it. I wanted it so bad. Am I disappointed? Yes. Am I surprised?
No.
They played into it, so that's what drove me nuts. At first, I was like, okay, yeah, people are stoking the fires. And then they leaned into it, and I'm like, maybe this is really a thing. I feel like I've been gaslit by them.
I know. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. But congrats to them for being good at their jobs.
Right?
Speaking of lies, Denzel Washington is revealing he doesn't watch movies. To me, this is the equivalent when people are like, what podcasts do you like to listen to? And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
But Denzel Washington revealed at the ripe age of 70, he's finally like, you know what? I'm just done watching movies.
I don't watch movies, man. I really don't. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I don't watch movies, man. I don't go to the movies. I don't watch movies.
Is it because you make them?
Probably. You know, I'm tired of movies, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many films have you made?
Too many.
We got to go to IMDb.
I think 50.
How old is Denzel? That's fat. He's at that age.
He's 70 years old.
Yeah, he's at that age. He's, man, like, he's just like, everything's just a little salty.
He's like, I can't put up this facade anymore. But also, I feel like when you know how the sausage gets made, then it becomes so much less enjoyable, because then you're looking at, oh, they shouldn't have done that. And why'd they do that camera angle? And, oh, continuity error. Like, you can't even enjoy it because you've been a part of the process so many times.
I think that's with any industry at all. Like, I can't listen to the radio the same. If I'm listening to another morning show, I can't listen to it for enjoyment. It's like I'm picking this apart, or I'm like, oh, I bet this is going on behind the scenes. I think every industry is like that.
You're cheating on us with other morning shows? You're listening to other people?
Oh, God, he air checks. Yeah.
Not really.
I mean, not often.
Yeah, quite honestly, not really.
But if he's off or whatever, yeah. Like, you peruse really quick.
Oh, yeah. Go up and down the dial and see what's going on. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kind of see what the people are doing.
Yeah. Like, when I did the thing the other day when I was carpooling, I didn't want to listen to you guys. I know what you sound like.
Yeah. The Burt Show.
Burt, you have evolved, and I appreciate that about you.
Thank you. Most men usually stop right around the 8th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I came across a video on Instagram, and it's, when I saw it, heard it, processed it, which, and I do not agree with her, by the way. It made me wonder if this was going to fan the flames of your stance on wussification.
Wussification of America, okay?
Yes. This, to me, screamed wussification of America.
And that is just kind of like, everything's so soft now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so offended.
We can't use red ink on kids' papers because it hurts their feelings. Like, there, you had, back in the day, Abby, right? Like, when I first got here, this man would pull out his soapbox and get up on it and proclaim wussification and did not hold back. He has gotten softer, though.
Like, there are now coaches don't even put out a cut list. When you're trying out for a team, they don't even put out cut lists because it hurts the feelings of those that are being called out that you didn't make the team. So you're not even allowed to do that anymore. That is the wussification of America right there.
So I would love to know your stance on birthdays at work. So this is from Caleb Hammer. He has a YouTube show called Financial Audit. He is interviewing a woman, and I believe she, I don't know if she works for them or not. I don't know who she is to him. All I know is she presents something, and he's like, you need to be an adult.
Maybe you should pay your employees more too then.
We pay pretty well.
I mean, I know someone's here working on their birthday.
Is this someone's birthday today?
You don't even know your own employees.
I don't know everyone's birthday. It's Colton's birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Colton.
Birthday.
Congratulations. Adults work on their birthday. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I work on a nonprofit, and at least they give us our birthdays off.
If he wanted to request it, he could have.
I wouldn't have to request it all.
Choice. Okay, if they want to treat you like children, they can.
How is it treating like children? It's more
of a birthday. Who gives a... You have one every single year.
It's called caring for people. I guess you don't understand that.
You're right. I'm forcing him to have a week off in, 2.5 weeks? Good. So I guess that's not
good. Maybe
caring.
Make it 2.
And I'm losing revenue for that because we're not uploading that week.
I mean, that's totally fine. At least you still have the ability to lose a week. Because if I don't work a week, it's a struggle.
Yeah, but I'm making that sacrifice of me making less money in order to force everyone to have time off.
I mean, just you saying that is very much like an out-of-touch statement.
So, do you think working adults should get their birthday off?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I really do. I've softened on this, especially when it comes to work and taking days off. I mean, it was my idea to come in here and go, you know what? Every Friday, somebody should come in here and just get a day off and just work a 4-day work week. I just feel like... we're so driven in this country, and it's all about money and work that missing a day, taking a day off to celebrate you, I think is absolutely sure. Like, if the whole machine doesn't come to an end, right? If one of us wants a day off for their birthday, I'm like, life is short, man. Celebrate one day.
Now, the difference here, I'm going to get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
I absolutely. That's why you have PTO. Like, if you want to have your birthday off, and yeah. like, absolutely. But do you think it should be mandatory for employees to allow or employers to allow their employees to have their birthday off? Because that's what she's saying.
No, I wouldn't go with mandatory. No, I'd say that if the employee really wants it, they got family coming into town, or they just want the day to celebrate themselves and the day that they were born. One day, your company is not going to crash to the ground in one day. Right?
Go ahead, Abby.
Let them have the day off.
Go ahead, Abby, and then I want to read some of the comments.
Okay.
On this video.
Yeah, I was just about to say, mandatory is crazy. Like, don't force me to, because I love coming into work on my birthday, or if I know I have something I'm celebrating, because then you get so much attention. You're like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, tell me more about how great I am.
All right, so the highest like comment was, want to slap her button, with an arrow at the like, and 23,000 people have liked that.
Now, is this for mandatory?
I mean, this is her. That's what she says in the beginning. Like, you should give your employees, like, everybody should get their birthday off. That should just be a day off that, like, with your vacation, you should get it off. I have no qualms with you, like, using your PTO and taking a day off for your birthday. I mean, more power to you. But, like, I would be pleasantly surprised, but shocked if I worked for a company that was like, by the way, everybody here gets their birthday off.
Right. I mean, that would be very difficult to execute in a building. But I mean, here, look there. I mean, you have a whole team that you got to think of also. Like,
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We have a rule here that if it's only going to be two of us in studio, then we all take it off, because it's just very difficult to host a show like this with just two people. So if somebody wants to take a day off and that day is already been earmarked for somebody else, you can't. But for one day, for the most part, the company's not going to fall to the ground.
If you're still acting like your birthday is something you need to have off, you're acting like a child and not an adult. I have my birthday off every year. Because I have a vacation day for it. It's called being an adult. It's called being an adult is a phrase that most of my generation seem to need to hear, apparently. So they were very much not on her side in the commentary.
I suppose. Where are you at with it?
No, I don't think like you should get your birthday off. I think, but I, as a, like an employer, I wouldn't give you your birthday off. But if you came to me and requesting PTO for your birthday, if by all means, absolutely. Like, and enjoy your day the way you want to.
And you would pay for that day if you were the boss or no?
If they had PTO, yeah, sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's up to the employer. If the employer is like a big birthday person and they think that every employee should get their birthday off, power to them. It's your company.
Yeah, celebrate them. I mean, what we do here and what you guys do is important work probably, right? But one day, I mean, one day out of your life, a year to celebrate you? Yes. I love it, man. Not mandatory, but yeah, if you want it.
In my head, like, you know, I'm picturing a surgeon and planning a surgery, and then he has to look at the patient and be like, oops, sorry, that's my birthday. I'm not going to be able to do surgery on you that day.
Too much work that day.
The Burt Show.
Got my first facial yesterday.
Your first facial ever?
Ever.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It's fine.
They just wash your face for an hour?
That's kind of it. Yeah, that's a little suction thing that's going on in there. And then
microdermabrasion?
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
And then they start picking at your nose a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not up your nose, just on it. And then she showed me all like the little pepper that came off my nose.
Yeah.
And then I got out of there and I didn't look any younger.
Your skin does have a nice little glow today.
Does it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long does that last for? Because I felt like that when I looked in the mirror today.
Yeah.
I did. I'm like, oh, yeah, look at that. I look like it's prom night.
I noticed today that you looked closer to 50 than whatever your age is. I actually don't know how old you are.
Well, what a huge compliment that is. Yeah, I somehow thought I was going to get up and look in the mirror and go, it was going to be like Freaky Friday. Oh my God, I look like Abby.
They're estheticians, not magicians.
Trust me, look at our Facebook comments. You don't want to look like me.
I don't know why, but as much water as I drink every single day and how hydrated I stay, I looked in the mirror the other day and I'm like, your face is janky, dude. And it was like all ashy and dry, but it's like that. And it doesn't matter how much moisturizer I put on it. So, and then when I was getting Botox last week, the esthetician said, you need a facial. So that was a tip off.
There you go.
Are you drinking the right kind of water?
Like, is it mixed with like scotch?
Yeah, oh, that is the best kind of water.
Yeah, right.
No, like a lot of people will drink purified water from like bottles or whatever, and that actually doesn't really hydrate you because you need the mineral. You need mineral water because it's the minerals in the water that keep you hydrated, which is why Europeans aren't walking around carrying large water bottles.
No. I drink it right out of the toilet.
Oh, then you should be fine.
Yeah, just laughing right out of there.
Plenty of minerals in there.
Kidney stones. It's great.
All right, Abby. So tell us about your friend here that just wasn't ready for the truth about her relationship.
Oh, my God. The one thing I've learned about female friendships in my 28 years of life is that people are just going to do whatever they're going to do. Like, you have no power or control to make them do anything, even if you know that thing is going to be good or better for them. And I have a mutual friend that had to have a really brutal conversation with her friend. She had to look her in the eye and say, that man is never marrying you. Oh. And no woman wants to hear that. So these are
does
like,
she know this is fact or this is just her gut?
I mean, it's I'm going to explain why it's basically fact. So these are mutual friends that like I've had interactions with, but this isn't necessarily like my friend group. It's sort of like a friend of a friend. So the last time I hung out with this group was a couple of years ago, and it was around the same time that somebody else in the group was getting married. So of course we're talking about like proposals and all the things that, like girls love to gab about and like all rings. And this friend that had to get the brutal truth has been in a relationship since high school. It was a little bit on and off because, you know, it's been like 8 or 10 years or so since they got together. So of course there's like some up and downs, but they've been in a very committed relationship for a very long time. So naturally everyone kind of turns to her and goes like, oh, do you think like you're going to get engaged anytime soon? Like, I feel like you guys are going to be the next step to get married since you guys have been together for so long. It's been like a decade. And she's like, well, yeah, he wants to get married, but he's a little bit worried about like the whole prenup situation. His family comes from money and like he needs to write a prenup, and then I got to look it over, and we're all kind of like, okay, so like write up the prenup. And she's like, yeah, it'll happen at some point. Like, you know, he's just really nervous about the whole prenup thing since his family's so rich. And we're like, okay, that's a little weird. And over the last couple of years, I've kind of heard similar things from my mutual friend that is close friends with her, kind of the same thing of like, it's getting pushed down the line for some stupid reason. Like, it's a prenup, or now he wants to buy a house and he doesn't want to get engaged around the same time he's buying a house, or he's buying a new car and he doesn't want to get engaged around the same time he's buying a new car. And it all came to a head where I think they were celebrating like their 10-year anniversary, because again, they've been together since high school, and they were going on this big family vacation. And I guess his family never really gets together for any reason. They're not like a super close family. And this is like the one time they're getting together for this big family vacation. And this girl just feels it in her gut. She's like, I'm getting engaged this weekend. Like, why else would he get his family together to go on this fun beach vacation where everyone's going to be there for the first time? My family doesn't live too far from there. Like, it just makes so much sense that this is the weekend that he would propose. The weekend happens. Mm-hmm. He doesn't propose. And she is furious. She's like, I can't believe we've been together for 10 years. And he knows I want marriage. He knows this is something I want. I've vocalized this over and over and over again. And she ends up moving out of his house. She's like, I'm done. Good. I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving. She eventually moves back in. And my friend tells me that when she moved back in and decided to get back together with him, she's like, I had to sit her down, look her in the eye and tell her, this man is never going to marry you. What else does he need to know about you to be able to commit to you? You guys have known each other since high school. You guys say you love each other. You guys live together. What else is going to happen in his life that is going to make him feel more comfortable with getting married? At the end of the day, this is just it.
If he wanted to, he would.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
If he wanted to, he would. And I know she feels like she's invested 10 years and you don't want to throw away 10 years of your life, but it's like, how many more years are you going to waste for shoulda, mm-hmm. coulda, woulda?
I think we forget how young we are at this age again, especially with the pressure in the South and you see all your friends getting married, you're mm-hmm. like, I have put so much time into this relationship that I want to get what I want out of it. I love this guy. I want to spend the rest of my life with him. I want to have kids. And now all of a sudden I look up and I'm 26, 27. Nope. And who knows if I'm even going to find somebody, and will I be able to have kids by the time I find somebody? So I really feel for her. But at the same time, like, I'm really glad my friend had the guts to say this man is never going to marry you, because someone's got to say it.
This is where that line in the sand day comes, right? Mm-hmm. I totally and completely agree with what you're saying here. I know too many women that have been in relationships for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, and dude just wakes up one morning and he's like, you know what? Marriage just isn't for me. And now you've just spent 8 years with a dude that you don't have a history with unless you change your attitude about marriage. But if you want to be married, you should have a date in your head. You don't pressure him because that's an ultimatum, but a date in your head. And if he makes it, great. If not, time to move on.
Uh-huh. What did he say to get her back into the house?
Well, I think this is what he said. This is his justification. And this is a man that comes from money, who drives a Range Rover, who purchased his own home in his mid-20s. And he looks this woman in the eyes and he goes, I just want to feel a little bit more settled in life before we get engaged. What more do you need? Yeah. You drive a Range Rover. You own a home in a very large metropolitan city. Yeah. You are fine.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
And I feel so bad for
get
her.
Get out.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, Katie, you got beef with a stranger.
Yeah.
You don't even know who this person is and you don't like him.
No, I don't. But I do not want to run into that man again, because if I run into him again, there will be some choice words. Okay. And it all has
well,
to
Well, he does not want that.
No.
Choice words?
Not just words, Bert.
Choice words, Krista.
That means I mean business.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you chosen these choice words in advance, or are you just going to plan on like spitballing?
I will spitball them out. Okay. Right now in my head, it's... But it all started when my mother just recently moved into a new apartment, right?
A new old folks home.
Yeah. A new old folks home. My mother... For those of you who don't know, my mother was so ready to just get a new apartment, and she just signed the lease without seeing the place, sight unseen. And when she got there, she started realizing all these little hints and found out that the apartment complex she moved into is for people of a certain age.
Oh, it's a senior living community. It's not an old folks home. It's a senior living community.
Yeah, but I don't look at my mom like a senior, but
she's not.
She just fits the age requirement.
Makes it hilarious.
Yes. I want to go in there like SWAT team and get her out of there, because if she's young at heart and as young as you say she is, mm-hmm. you hang out with a whole bunch of 70 and 80 year olds that are just watching TV, that's gonna age you quick. I want to get her out of there.
Man, yesterday I went in there to visit her, smell like mothballs.
Oh, yeah, man. God,
get her out. So she's been having, like, she's moving in and she has furniture and stuff. For some reason, she's been having certain items delivered to my house instead of to her apartment. So she's like, hey, Katie, I have like two, it was two tables, but they're like in the box, right? And she's like, if you don't mind, can you bring them to my apartment? I'm like, okay, fine. Thankfully, I invested in a dolly so that I don't really have to do all the heavy lifting. Put this bad boy on some wheels and I'm good to go.
You smart. You smart.
Mm-hmm. See, work harder, not smarter. So when I pull up,
work smarter, not harder.
Wait, what did she say?
You said, I said it in reverse.
Yeah, you said work harder, not smarter.
That's what we do all the time.
That's what your mom did.
At the Bird Show. We work harder.
Maybe you want to reorganize your choice words.
It's too early.
My brain got real. It actually took me a minute to realize. I'm like, I don't think she said that right.
Nope. So I pull into the parking spot and I can see like there's this loading area and it's like the ramp, and it should be easier for you to bring in items, and there's cones blocking this loading spot. Like, it looks like a parking spot, but it's not. There's lines blocked out and two cones. So I'm like, okay, once I get these boxes on the dolly, I can just wheel it through here, get through the door, and the elevator's right there. Like, it's perfect straight shot. So I'm loading things up, and as I'm loading this stuff up, there's an SUV that pulls up. And the SUV pulls up and backs in right in front of where the cones are. This man hops out of his car, and he looks me in the eye. I look at him in the eye, and I'm like, I know he's not about to do what I think he's about to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks over, moves the cones out the way.
No.
And then proceeds to reverse in that loading area as a parking spot.
this guy.
Now, mind you, where I'm parked, there's plenty of spots. Mm. He didn't have to park there. Mm-hmm. There are so many open spots, y'all. Like, so many. He intentionally chose the spot that is blocking the door in the loading zone where the cones are. Like, it's all the signs are there. This is not where you're supposed to park.
So right. Now you can't get the dolly through with the tables because his big old SUV is blocking the ramp.
Exactly. So now I'm seeing this, and he sees what the items I'm pulling out. It's clear as day that this is the path I'm about to take. So when he makes eye contact with me and I make eye contact with him, I'm like, I know this son of a... So then he gets out, shuts his door, walks off like a little cool cat, and he goes into the door. And I'm like, okay, so like you're fine. You're not taking any items in, none of that. You just wanted to reverse and park in a better spot, I guess, quote unquote. So I'm thinking of how am I going to get this in because there's no ramp and it's like wide boxes. So I'm just like, well, maybe I'm just going to have to pop it on the curb and then figure it out. So I finesse my way. It is one of the hottest days. The sun is out. I am sweating. So by the time I get to the door with these several boxes and try to pop the curb, no one's outside or anything like that. I'm already struggling. Mm-hmm. And now I'm frustrated because he blocked the easiest access for me to get in.
This guy.
So I make it to the door. And thankfully, as I make it to the door, there's a woman walking out. And she's like, oh, do you need me to hold the door for you? I'm like, yes. Thank you so much. So she's holding the door for me, and these boxes, they're wider than the doorway. So now I have to shift the boxes. They're about like 50 pounds each. I'm not the strongest person. So as I'm trying to maneuver this, because she's holding the door and then I'm the only person trying to maneuver and figure my way in and drag this in, still struggling and I'm sweating. And then I hear the elevator open right behind me, the pathway I'm going. I'm like, now I'm about to block everyone who's trying to come out because I'm struggling with these boxes. And as I'm just struggling, trying to figure out, here comes the man who parked in that spot, right?
This guy, choice word guy?
Yeah, word guy. He's coming, like he's about to walk out the doorway that I'm coming in. And he's looking at me like I'm blocking his path.
Okay.
And I'm looking at him like, sir, you are able-bodied. You can actually help me.
Able-bodied.
You can come over here and say, hey, do you need some help? Yep. But no, he just stares at me. And I stare at him. And he stares at me and not offering me help. And then there's a man with two dogs behind me. So I know he can't help me. He got a dog in one hand, a dog in the other hand. And I'm struggling trying to bring this in. And now I'm just sweating and frustrated. And the man is still, I'm like, no one's offering help. There's no help. And just out of frustration and anger, I just yanked the box. I'm looking at him. I just yank it through.
That passive aggressive, like, look what you made me do.
Yeah, look what you made me do. And I just drag in the wheels. And the man was like, oh, honey, don't hurt yourself. The guy with the dogs. I'm like, it's okay. It's too late.
You get your choice words ready. Yeah. You will run back in. The universe will bring you together.
Yes.
Get your choice words together.
He could have helped and he didn't have to park there.
You're on The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.